Okay. Let me get the counsel in. Greetings, everyone. Interesting times on planet Earth, as we're sure you're aware of. A virus is definitely an opportunity for people in societies to evaluate what their priorities are in that society, what they value in a leader and in their leadership, and how they might best prevent spread of such epidemics in the future. This is not an illness that we should take lightly. However, we do encourage you to remain calm, but try not to take unnecessary exposure risks. There's also a factor of what coronaviruses in general can do that is a danger here, and then in certain people, it creates something called a cytokine storm. And that's when the entire immune system rises up and attacks the whole body. And in those cases, it's almost always fatal. And since people have very compromised immune systems at the moment, the severity of illness is going to determine how much radiation exposure you have currently, because that depresses your immune system. So remember also your daily radiation exposure from radio transmissions is also a factor in how susceptible you are to this disease. In Wuhan, which is the epicenter of this disease, the deployment of 10,000 5G radios in the last few months had something to do with how severe the symptoms were there, because people's immune systems were already compromised. And so that does make it more severe in those areas. So limiting your exposure where possible to such radio waves is also a way to keep yourself healthy. Now, there are a lot of people panicking and instinctive center fear. So we want to remind all of you of the exercise to calm the instinctive center. The instinctive center wiring is a spiral wire in the base chakra, starting from the bottom of the base chakra to the top of the base chakra, if you're looking at, like, say, a wire in a sphere. And it starts to vibrate when the other people around you are stressed or panicking. That is a biological response. No matter how spiritually aware you may be or how emotionally unafraid you may be, your instinctive center could still get triggered, and this could cause your cortisol to spike, cause stress levels to rise, and therefore inflammation to rise, which is unnecessary. So again, in order to calm this instinctive center vibration, you will put your attention to the wire in the base chakra and imagine or visualize a cylinder of light. We recommend it be turquoise light, encircling this spiral wire and squeezing it until the vibration stops. And then you release the pressure and see if it still vibrates or not. If it's still vibrating, you squeeze it again. If it seems pretty calm, you can lift it up. So if you calm your instinctive center down when you're in public, because a lot of people's instinctive centers are off right now, not only because of the coronavirus, but because of the effects it's had on world stock markets and the near certainty that this is a trigger point for the recession that was on its way anyway, but this just kind of pushed it over the edge. Now, how severe this recession will be will depend on a lot of factors. The fact is that the Federal Bank of the United States has already lowered interest rates so low that they can't ease any contraction with any more manipulation of that number, so they really don't have anything else they can do in what they call quantitative easing. They've already pretty much shot their wad with that when it wasn't needed. They kept their interest rates low, and now they have really nowhere to go. So expect more an economic turmoil to come from this as well. Now, what some of you might see as a silver lining to this is that it will destabilize probabilities for your November elections, which are going to be held in a chaos mode. And those of you who say, well, it feels pretty chaotic now for not being in the chaos node yet, we say, well, it's just relatively less chaotic. So that could give you an idea of what the second half of this year might be like. So we do want you to stay connected to your essence, do the unified field, calm the instinctive center. And when you calm yours down and people are around you and feel yours calming, you're going to influence theirs to calm too. That calmness will spread. And one of the things we're going to do together today is collective work on the planetary grids to calm people's instinctive center down. We're going to work it from the hominid species central and just send calming peace waves to everyone's instinctive center. So let's get started with that. We're going to unify everyone's fields through command codes. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1, 1. 2, 1. 3, 2. 5, 3. 8, 5. 13, 8. 21, 13. 34, 21. 55, 34. 89, 55. 144, 89. Initiate field unity. Now, please visualize your fields moving out to touch the fields of the ones next to you, the ones who are participating in this call, creating one vast unified field of intention. Now you are going to feel an energy approach your collective unified field. This is species central. This is the deva of the human body. Please allow yourself to merge that unified field with the energy of the hominid deva. And we want you to feel how your bodies feel when you're in contact with species central like this. It tends to make the body feel really happy and calm. So this is an exercise you can do on your own. You can unify your field and set your intention to merge with species central for the hominid deva to calm your body down when it's stressed. Now, please stand by for energy transmission through this unified field and into hominid deva. And you may feel this thrum in your very bodies as we do this. This is the energy of divine peace. This is the energy of divine grace. This is the vibration of divine love, the unity band frequency at the fuchsia ray. This is the infrared of the source, directing all of its creation to its highest expression and potential. Bringing in the divine template for its perfection of being. Very good. Please stand by for more energy transmission into Hominid Deva. These are a set of instructions from the other dimensions. Series of light, geometry, and color that you will anchor through your very bodies and communicate to Hominid Deva. This is the Deva most intimately known to every single one of you. Even if you are a Devic specialist, you're going to know your own species the best. And so we encourage you to continue a relationship with this collective of your bodies. It can help you work through issues in your own body, as well as soothe you during times of challenge such as this one. Can also, just as an animal communicator would talk to a deva of a cat to find out, or a dog to find out what's going on with them. When there's something going on in your body you don't understand, you can consult with Hominid Deva and they may have some insight as to what's going on, as they are intimately connected with that physical form. When we work at healing, we are often in consultation with Hominid Deva. They are often part of the merge, that we may get the information we need about bodies that we are working on. Very good. Now, thank you, Hominid Deva. We're going to release that Deva now. And please bring your collective unified field up to the North Pole this time. And from that place, expand your collective unified field as big as it will go until it slips over the entire planet, closing the entire planet in your collective unified field. The grids of this planet, all accessible through the collective unified field. And this time we are going to affect the collective consciousness, not only of humanity, but of the cetaceans and of all other devas on Earth. Please stand by for transmission of information. This will come as a stream of geometry light color. Please stand by for energy transmission into the collective mind grid. the noosphere of humanity, the cetaceans, and all other life that participates on Earth. This is the mind of Earth, and yes, it is not just the human mind, but all the different types of mind that can be found on your planet. Here we are transmitting the energy of divine peace. Sweet and gentle and iridescent. Here we are transmitting the energy of divine love, the color fuchsia flowing through your collective unified field into the noosphere grids of the planets, into the collective consciousness grids. Please stand by for a transmission of the energy of divine purity to clear away negative, fearful, limiting thoughts and thought processes and means of thought, self-defeating thoughts, hopeless thoughts, despairing thoughts. Very good. Please stand by for the transmission of the energy of divine liberty, for the energy of divine compassion, and for the energy of divine clarity. Very good. Please stand by now for the energy of divine hope. In the energy of divine faith, which isn't a blind obedience to an idea as it has become defined in human cultures, but it's the inner knowing on all beings that you are divinely cared for and part of the whole. It is a faith in an ultimately just universe where everything does balance out over time. It is faith that your essence will guide you always in the direction you need to be, doing the things you need to be doing with the people you need to be doing them with, at all times if you simply allow it to work through you, if you simply allow your mental body to surrender its fear and cede control so essence could come in and master the situation. Faith is the steadfast knowledge of one's own divinity. And by holding that, you are able to walk without fear in the world. Very good. Now please stand by for more purity. Very good. Now, we are going to set a nested grid around the earth itself. And when you set the first layer of the grid from your perspective on the North Pole, it will be starting at the South Pole and coming up. We're going to bring the whole planet through a stabilization and allow the Deca Delta manifold to go through the entire planet. So allow those pyramids to stack from the North Pole down, 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 all the way to the South Pole. This is going to help stabilize the Earth's electromagnetic grid, which has been destabilizing over the last few years. Very good. There, and that's lining from the North Pole, that's going to the South Pole, and though you don't know it, we're not straight up, we're kind of tilted, and that is laying that Deca Delta manifold through the central core of the planet all the way through. This will help stabilize the Earth's electromagnetic field, but also stabilize some of the consciousness grids around the planet a little bit, make them calm down a little bit. Because if everyone starts panicking now in a big way everywhere on the planet, it will be a very difficult situation on Earth. You will see a faster breakdown of your social structures than you would be prepared for. And so we want to avoid that. There are certain gateways that the Earth is going to go through in terms of probabilities in the next 6 weeks. And so we encourage you all to hold a unified field, because that is always encouraging the highest probability outcome. That is spreading the unified field to everyone so that they can connect with their spirit and attune to the highest probable outcome. But you're probably going to want to be in the group of parallels that is highest probable outcome, because the other parallel group is going to be extremely difficult. The parallel group that you choose that is higher probability is going to be extremely difficult, but not nearly as difficult as the one that's about to split in the next 6 weeks. So we encourage you to be connected to your essence at all times, so that you are prepared to step into that group of parallels when the time comes. If you're in the unified field, you'll for sure end up there. Okay. Very good. Now, allow your collective unified field to shrink a little bit, pull away from this entire planet until it becomes one thing. Right at the top of the North Pole, a little ball of light. Very good. I am now going to open it up to questions. I'm going to unmute it here.
Can animals?
Hello, everyone. I didn't mean, I said natural grid, but they meant the Delta manifold, so that's why I switched. Sorry.
I have a question, please.
Yes.
My question is, what can we do as individuals to help our communities and areas that we live in?
On an energetic level? Or, I mean, there's probably, if you're talking about volunteering for different things to do for the community, that really, really will depend on what's needed in your community and what your skill sets are. But if you're talking about types of energy.
Energy.
Well, yeah, use the nested grids that you've been taught to infuse divine peace, to infuse divine purity, all of those things. You also, I think it's neat how they taught us to get connected with the hominid species central. That's going to help us calm down our bodies and other people's bodies.
Can animals get this coronavirus?
Yes. Ooh. Your dogs and cats can get it.
Wow.
Can you talk a little bit about the, in the 6 weeks time window, what some of the triggers for the different parallels could be and what actions we could take besides perhaps being in the unified field, or is that the best
That's
option?
Probably the best bet, because there's going to be different events happening all over the world and you may not be immediately contiguous to those events. For instance, there's going to be more destabilization of world markets, which is going to probably lead to a global sell-off of stocks and a big crash. That's a high probability now. People's panic over this illness is caused them to not travel, to not gather, to not... And, you know, I think that it might be excessive in some cases, but there is cause for concern. But and nevertheless, those methods of shutting everything down is going to impact the economy. It's just not going to be seen right away. Remember that Trump already destabilized the economy through his trade war with China, so it's already wobbly. Then there's the overinflated credit markets, and that was a bubble that was about to burst when this coronavirus hit. So it's very likely that the consumer credit bubble will burst, because it's not just affecting, you know, hotels and planes. It's affecting Uber drivers, Lyft drivers. Some of those people were already living on the edge. They're living on a lot of credit. There's going to be a lot of credit defaults, and that's going to cause another cascade. So I don't know what the better parallels that they were talking about entail, but we definitely want to be in highest probability parallels from here on out, because things are going to destabilize more economically, politically, and every other way.
I have a quick question. J.P. Van Hul talks about parallel surfing. Is that applicable here, and how do we do that?
You would have to ask her what she means by parallel surfing, but I do have in my materials, my article on how to navigate a chaos node. It talks about how to work, you know, the different parallels. That's a technique we use, but it may be similar to her surfing, but you'd have to ask her about that.
Can you tell us about the chaos node, and, like, is it something we do in the dream state, or is it something more in a meditative state or a waking state?
You mean doing the exercise that's in the article, how to navigate a chaos node? You can do that in
yes.
a meditative state, yeah.
Okay. Where can
it's
I find
where
the
you're
article?
You're kind of magnetizing yourself to the kind of parallels you want to go to. But honestly,
gotcha.
If you're holding yourself in the unified field, you're going to be connected with your essence. Your essence knows way more about surfing the parallels than we could in our mental bodies. Absolutely a lot
Got
more.
Got it.
So it's really your best bet is to stay unified and wait for further instruction. You know, it's
okay.
not going to be going to a certain place or talking to a certain person, but it might be that you're going to be talking to a certain person or going to a certain place that will get you into a better position. I'm not trying to, like, say the end is nigh, the whole thing's going to collapse and everybody's going to be like Mad Max. I'm not trying to say that, but there is going to be more destabilization. And that is going to lead to more civil unrest all over the world, and we may actually start to see some of the first civil unrest in the United States, like major civil unrest in the United States. So that's going to happen in either parallel, but how severe it is and what the crackdown is, that's going to determine what parallel we landed in.
Okay.
You know, how they're going to try to control people.
Practicing frequency expulsion, how often do you think that would work every day?
Well, the frequency expulsion is very good, and you can use it as often as you want. But
okay.
the fast version of it, the purity blast, is probably more practical. If your
okay.
fields are unified, you can ask the council for a purity blast, and they'll send purity and ultraviolet in a few alternating waves. So you want to be sitting still after you ask for a purity blast for about 30 seconds. And after that, you can move on about your way. I do the purity blast whenever I think about it, like, okay, I should do a purity blast. Just boom, you know, just every time I think about it offhand. And this is something that I've done since before this coronavirus. I just do it as a matter of course because my schedule's so tight, I can't afford to get sick. So I put on a purity mesh every morning. And that purity mesh is a skin-tight mesh. You request the council to put it on. And it alternates between purity and ultraviolet. Now, it's not a replacement for the purity blast. It is an addition to the purity blast.
Okay.
So, in other words, if stuff gets through the purity blast, probably your purity mesh will bounce it off, you know. And it also helps repel ticks and mosquitoes. So it's really good at helping to – and other people's energy from sticking to your skin. So it's a good skin protector. And I would just get in the habit of doing it every day, coronavirus scare or not, you know. It's just a good idea to not have that happening on you at any time.
Susanna?
Yes?
Is this, can we hear this again after now? Can I play it back?
Well, yeah, I believe the recordings will be posted on the website at some point.
Okay.
Yes, I'll be able to get to this tomorrow. So within 24 to 48 hours, last month, I was sick for that, and this month, today, will be available within 24
okay.
to 48 hours on the
Good.
Website.
Thank you. Good. Thank you.
Does somebody have a new dog?
That's me. Sorry, I'm at the dog park.
Oh.
Is there anything we can do?
Over the doggies.
Yeah, is that how we can protect our pets?
Yep.
Around
yeah.
too.
Purity's good, and give them a purity mesh. That helps them from ticks and other things, too, that they can get. Kennel cough and other things. Yes, thank Jody. Jody's the one that makes the website amazing. She's our woman. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Take
it
a bow.
Is beautiful.
Thank you, Jody.
Great.
Thank you.
Blessings to everybody.
Any more questions?
I have a question.
Huh?
When one feels one's own instinctive center getting wonky.
As one does.
How can one determine how much of it is wands, more or less, and how much of it is impact from outside-ish sources?
Well, I don't know that you can tell. I think it's just good to get it calmed down no matter what the source is, because there are a lot of things that can trigger your own instinctive center, and they may not be things that make much sense. So, I mean, going and trying to process that, it's just better to just still the vibration, whatever the source. Now, it usually for most of the people on this call, that kind of triggering is going to be most from other people. I'm not saying old souls never feel instinctive center fear on their own, but it's rare that they do it with such intensity, you know. And even whether it comes from you or it comes from somebody else, you don't really want to spend time analyzing it. Just calm it down.
Okay. Thank you.
And, you know, if you live close to other people, they're really going to be impinging on your instinctive center. Like if you live in an apartment building, is some sort of dense residential system like that. And even, or even if you live on a neighborhood where your houses are all crammed together close, you're going to get a lot of that. But if you live a little bit more out in the sticks, you're not quite as close to other people, you're not going to get it pinged on as much until you go into town. Because it's usually a local thing. Unlike craziness in the consensus, which can affect you from all over the world anytime, your instinctive center effects are usually going to be from the humans around you. It's not going to be coming from every human on Earth. You know what I mean?
Is the instinctive center the solar plexus area?
No, it's in the base chakra.
Oh, so we're still
root
talking.
Chakra.
Okay, great. I'm glad I clarified that.
Yeah, the instinctive center wire, it's like a widening spiral wire. Like if you see something opening like a champagne glass, you know, starting really tight and opening to wider and wider spirals. It starts at the bottom of the base chakra at your pelvic floor and goes to the top of the base chakra, probably at the level of your cervix, if you're a woman.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's, I always imagine, because I'm physically centered, going in with my hand and just squeezing it till it calms down. And I make my hand all turquoise. And I just squeeze it till it calms down. But some people just see a cylinder of turquoise that squeezes it. Some people don't visualize very well at all and just imagine stilling. It's like stilling the vibration of a tuning fork. That can give you a good kinesthetic on what that feels like. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's a good analysis. Thank you.
Thank you
very, very much, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Try to hold it together. Look, it's just be cautious but not crazy, okay?
Okay.
I will talk to you next month.
Thanks, Susanna.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, sis.
Bye,
Lori.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Stay safe.
Love you. Bye. Stay safe.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you all.